KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you by Rush CPA and Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. Lots of high school sports around the area on a pretty decent Monday night weather-wise. At the Glenwood Ram Relays last night, the Atlantic boys came away winners with 165 points. Glenwood with 157, the runner-up. Lewis Central, Abe Lincoln, and Thomas Jefferson round out the top five teams. Among the first-place finishes for Atlantic, Tyler Moen won both the 100 and the 200 meters. Zade Nicholson took the 100-meter dash. Craig Becker, a winner in the 800 meters. Jalen Peterson took the 3,200-meter title last night. Atlantic also got relay wins in the 4x400, the 4x800, and the sprint medley relay events last evening. Also last night at the Lady Dogs Invitational over at Riverside, the team championship went to Underwood with 165 points. IKM Manning, the runner-up with 95. Tri-Center, Fremont Mills, Riverside round out the top five teams. Among the winners last night, Maddie Duncan of Sydney took the 100, the 200, and the 400-meter events last evening. Tri-Center's Peyton Poggi, a winner in the 800. Charlie Adams of Griswold, champ in the 1,500 meters. 3,000 title went to Riverside's Alexis Post. In the 100 hurdles, Underwood's Aaron McManus the winner. Erica Rowe of Underwood took the 400 hurdles. In some of the relays, the 4x1 champ was Missouri Valley. Underwood took the 4x2. The 4x4, Tri-Center. The 4x8, also Tri-Center. Sprint medley title went to Riverside. Also, the distance medley champs were IKM Manning. Underwood took the shuttle hurdle relay title. High jump championship went to IKM Manning's Alexa Arenholtz. Griswold's Jocelyn Amos took the long jump. Kendra Fichter of Fremont Mills won the shot put event, and Sophie Phillips of Fremont Mills won the discus title last night. Nottoway Valley hosting its girls varsity invitational, and Mount Air was the champ with 152 points. Nottoway Valley the runner-up with 135. Audubon was third with 89 points. Among the champions locally last night, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley took the 400 and the 800-meter titles. Lexi Scheich of Nottoway Valley won the 100-meter hurdles. Audubon's Grace Slater was the champ in the 3,000-meter run. Nottoway Valley's Natalie Yonker took the long jump champ. Melissa Deist of Audubon was the champ in the shot put. Nottoway Valley won the 4x100 meters. Audubon took the 4x4. Nottoway Valley also won the shuttle hurdle relay, and Audubon took the distance medley relay title in that meet last night. The Jerome Howe relays last night for the boys saw Trainer win with 145 points. IKM Manning with 95 was second. St. Albert third with 93. Among the area winners last night, Drake Partridge of AHSTW won the 100 meters. Underwood's Braden Wallen took the 200 and the 400-meter titles. St. Albert's Ryan Hughes won the 800. Ethan Bernard of St. Albert took the 110 hurdles. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer won the 1,600 and the 3,200 meters. Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley won the 400-meter hurdles champ. Discus, it was Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia. Riley Backus of Shenandoah took the high jump. Colton Thornburg of Essex, the long jump. And Connor Alley of Fremont Mills won the shot put event. In the relays, it was Trainer winning the 4x1. Shenandoah the 4x2. IKM Manning, the champs in the 4x4. 4x8 title went to Underwood. Trainer took the shuttle hurdle relay. St. Albert won both of the relay, sprint medley and the distance medley relay events in that meet last night. Also in high school sports last night, in girls soccer, it was Kemper Catholic edging Atlantic 3-2. That went to penalty kicks in overtime last night. Also, St. Albert beat Creston 11-1. Underwood over Missouri Valley 4-0. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley beat Greene County 4-0. Glenwood over Sioux City West 4-1. Sioux City East beat Thomas Jefferson 2-0. Abe Lincoln over Maryville 6-3. In boys soccer, Harlan over Lewis Central 4-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton in penalty kicks, a winner over Glenwood 2-1. In high school golf last night, in girls action, it was in Griswold beating AHSTW, shooting at 242. The Lady Vikes didn't have enough to fill out a full team score. Jenna Reynolds of Griswold with a 55 was medalist. Tri-Center beat St. Albert 267 to 302. Jenna Hanberry of Tri-Center, the medalist, with a 61. Also, the Rolling Valley Conference meet last night saw Cam win the title with a 214 team total. That was two strokes better than Coon Rapids Bayard, who shot 216. Boyer Valley, Glidden Ralston, Woodbine round out the top five teams. J.C. Antofer of Exira EHK was the individual medalist, shooting a 41. The runner-up medalist, Sammy Jotty of Cam, posting a 46 in that meet last night. Also in high school boys golf last evening, AHSTW downed Griswold 202. For the Vikings, no score, no team score for Griswold. Lane Nelson of AHSTW shot 41 for medalist honors. Tri-Center beat St. Albert 176-180 with Trevor Carlson of Tri-Center, the medalist, with a 41. And Glenwood down Clarinda 160-195 in boys golf. A postseason run for the Iowa Hawkeye women ended in the Elite Eight. Top-ranked Baylor outscored the Hawkeyes 24-15 in the third quarter as they raced away to an 85-53 win in Greensboro last night.
You know, Baylor was just obviously too much for us today. And I told the team that I'm not going to define our season by the last 40 minutes. I don't think we played our best game. Did Baylor have something to do with that? Absolutely. I just wish that we could have shown a little bit more of Iowa basketball.
Baylor connected on, that's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, by the way. Baylor connected on 54% in the opening half and out-rebounded the Hawkeyes 24-15 to build a 14-point advantage at the break, and the outcome was never in doubt after that. Bluter said it was a disappointing finish to a great season. Megan Gustafson had 23 points and 9 rebounds, but the Hawkeyes didn't have enough balance to make it interesting last night.
I know that they worked as hard as they could. I know that they believed and came in here wanting it, but today we just didn't get the job done. Would have been nice to be able to hit some threes and be able to knock some of those down. But again, I think Baylor did a really good job of getting out there and taking that pass out away from us.
It was an emotional finish to a brilliant career for Gustafson, who is Iowa's all-time leading scorer and rebounder.
You know, I just try to do my job here at Iowa and just try to work hard every single day. You know, God has just blessed me with an amazing ability to play basketball, and I'm so blessed and thankful that University of Iowa chose me and I chose them to play for them.
Iowa ends their season with a mark of 29-6. Also last night in the Women's Elite Eight, Notre Dame advanced to the Final Four. The defending national champions beat Stanford 84-68. In men's college basketball last night in the CBI championships, it was South Florida beating DePaul 63-61 in game one. It's a best of three series. USF has a 1-0 lead in that series. In the CIT semifinals coming up tonight, Hampton is at Marshall, while Texas Southern will play at Green Bay. Also in college hoops news, Kentucky has agreed to a long-term contract with basketball coach John Calipari that will allow him to finish his career with the Wildcats. The 60-year-old Calipari tweeted last month that his plan and desire was to retire at the school. He is 305-71 in 10 seasons with Kentucky, winning the 2012 NCAA championship and advancing to the Final Four on three other occasions. North Carolina freshman Nasir Little is entering the NBA draft after averaging 9.8 points and 4.6 rebounds as the team's top reserve this season. Little came on late with a team-best 39 points for the first two tournament games, but was limited to 13 minutes due to illness in Friday's Sweet 16 loss to Auburn. Little is projected as a first-round pick, although it's unclear if he's signed with an agent. Iowa State freshman guard Talen Horton Tucker intends to declare himself eligible for the NBA draft after just one season with the Cyclones. Horton Tucker announced his decision on Twitter yesterday, saying it's in his best interest to start the next chapter of his life. Horton Tucker, a Chicago native, averaged 11.8 points and 4.9 rebounds a game for Iowa State in 2018-19. Although he faded a bit down the stretch, Horton Tucker's 235-pound frame, combined with his ability to finish at the rim, could make him an interesting pro prospect. Iowa State will also lose Mariel Shayok and Nick Weiler-Babb to graduation, and Cam Lard announced last week that he is leaving the program. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, St. Louis Cardinals earned a victory by rallying in their final at bat. Paul DeJong scored on a passed ball in the top of the 11th inning to give the Cards a 6-5 victory in the Pirates' home opener. Colton Wong hit a two-run homer for the Redbirds, and Tyler O'Neill added an RBI double after Pirates starter Chris Archer pitched two-hit ball over five scoreless innings. Josh Bell drove in two runs for the Bucks, who were leading 4-0 when Archer left the game. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 4-3, the Mets over Miami 7-3, Atlanta beat Chicago 8-0, San Francisco over L.A. 4-2, Arizona beat San Diego 10-3. Interleague action saw Tampa Bay beat Colorado 7-1. In the American League, Cleveland over the White Sox 5-3, and the Yankees beat Detroit 3-1, Baltimore over Toronto 6-5, Houston 2-1 over Texas, Oakland beat Boston 7-0, and Seattle over the L.A. Angels 6-3. After spending last season on the staff with the Indianapolis Colts, Tom Manning returns as Iowa State's offensive coordinator and inherits a unit with experience at several key spots. Brock Purdy is going through spring drills as the established starter at quarterback after taking over midway through his freshman season.
Very, very competitive, very locked in and dialed into what you're doing. And, you know, he doesn't have time for anything other than exactly what's supposed to be going on. I think he has extreme focus in what we're trying to do. And I think he has a high-end understanding of, you know, what players on the field we're trying to affect and what we're trying to do offensively. And he's just been fun to be around.
For the first time under Matt Campbell, the Cyclones have an experienced offensive line. And Manning says a deep and experienced group of tight ends will help give the offense multiple looks. And in NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs have acquired edge rusher Emmanuel Ogba from Cleveland for safety Eric Murray. The 25-year-old Ogba defensive end was picked 32nd overall in the 2016 draft and registered 12.5 sacks while starting 40 games over the past three seasons. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Rush CPA and Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.